Chapter 2. The Double Helix. Biology isn't destiny. In ancient Greece, Hippocrates speculated that cancer was caused by a bodily substance he called black bile. Black bile could supposedly be generated by certain foods and activities. In the 1800s, physicians talked about how tumors were caused by cancer juice. Later, doctors believed that cancer began with a physical injury to the affected body part. Over the years, theories about the causes of cancer have been promoted, discarded, and dug up again. In the 1980s and 90s, one particular notion clicked with the reading public. Cancer is caused by toxic stress, particularly resentment. Bernie Siegel's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, was a driver of the idea that unresolved past emotional traumas can build up, and build up some more, and gather a kind of mass. And eventually they express themselves in a solid physical form as a cancerous tumor. My mother, now called Grammy by all in the family, saw stress as an explanation for why my sister B had developed breast cancer at the young age of 35. Actually, I think Grammy took Freud's famous notion that biology is destiny. He meant that women's bodies inevitably tie them to pregnancy, child-rearing, and homemaking, and put her own special spin on it. She believed that when talented women allow themselves to follow conventional lives of raising children and caregiving, they experience extreme stress. She blamed this stress for Bee's breast cancer. Grammy would have found backup in the 1984 best-selling book, You Can Heal Your Life, by Louise Hay, which echoed Grammy's thinking and tied it together with Bernie Siegel's. The breasts represent the mothering principle. When there are problems with the breasts, it usually means we are over-mothering either a person, a place, a thing, or an experience. If cancer is involved, then there is also deep resentment. I'll bring up the stress issue again later, but right here I want to state clearly that stress doesn't cause cancer. Even though Siegel and Hay offered their theories with a compassionate spirit, they misled their readers.